You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today we have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Dr. Lynn Schechter, and we're going to learn a little bit about what she's doing for the fine folks of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She is a medical psychologist, and we're going to learn a little bit about her private practice today and what she's doing to help the fine folks of Baton Rouge. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Dr. Schechter, welcome.
Well, thank you, John. I'm honored to be invited.
You're very welcome. I'm very excited to talk to you about your private practice and what you're doing for the fine folks of Louisiana. Now, Dr. Schechter, what sort of services do you provide and what sort of mental health issues do you kind of help the people of Baton Rouge with?
Well, I see a wide variety of clients, from children as young as 3, teenagers, adults. I do individual work. I do family work, as well as couples work on a very limited basis. But Most of the conditions that I treat are conditions such as ADHD, depression or bipolar disorder, anxiety disorders such as OCD, PTSD, generalized anxiety, anxiety as a reaction to acute distress such as witnessing violence or having gone through a crisis. And I also support people who have developmental issues, such as having been exposed to alcohol or drugs prenatally.
Wow.
How that affects them as they're developing. And so that's just a few of the issues that I treat.
And Dr. Schechter, what sort of the age range or your demographic, so to speak, of some of your patients that you have coming through the door? I mean, do you deal with children or is it more kind of on the adult end?
I would say about 50% of my practice are children and teenagers, and about 50% are adults.
Oh, so a nice even split right down the middle.
Yeah, more or less. And very often when I work with the children, I also have to work and educate and support the parents. So that's part of that type of work as well.
And do you notice any, are there stark differences between the two as far as kind of what you're treating children for as opposed to what you're treating adults for?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that it really can vary because obviously, for example, when I see children who have been referred to me because they have been, there's allegations of sexual abuse or physical abuse, then, I'm kind of dealing with that issue at the present moment since it may have just recently happened. But whereas adults, I mean, many adults do have histories of trauma, and so at some point, even though that might not be the reason that they presented initially as a client, that reveals itself as something that needs to be addressed. The other activity that I do as a medical psychologist is that I can prescribe medications for my clients as needed.
So, in essence, if you find out that they need some kind of, antidepressant or Xanax to help with anxiety, that's something that you can provide them as well, of course, with the therapy that comes with it. So the talking for, I don't know, what do your sessions usually run? About 50, 60 minutes?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And that is correct. I mean, not every individual necessarily needs or wants medication.
Right.
And obviously, it's only prescribed when it's appropriate and when the client is open to considering that as just another tool that can help them to heal and function better.
Now, Dr. Schechter, you brought up an interesting point before, and I kind of want to touch on it a little bit. Do you ever find like a client or a patient, for instance, coming in and they may have an idea of what is going on with them, but then through a session or two, you find out that that's just a symptom of a larger issue? For instance, if somebody comes in and says they have like anxiety or they're feeling depressed, do you ever find that that's just a symptom of something larger that's kind of going on in their life?
That can absolutely happen, John, yes. And I think that's why it is so important for mental health providers who can prescribe particularly to have the opportunity to get to know that patient. Don't automatically say, okay, well, your symptoms seem to indicate. Give them that diagnosis and start the medicine right away, because it very often may be something deeper as you're getting at by your point. And I think that's a really good point.
Now, Dr. Schechter, we do have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. Where can people find your services in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yes. Well, I have a website. It is all one word, drlynhelps.vpweb.com. I can also be found in the Yellow Pages online. And I did want to mention that I am the author of two books.
Oh, yeah, please. What are the titles and where can people pick them up?
Sure. One is called My Big Fat Secret, and it's a book to address emotional eating and overweight in children. That can be found, again, Amazon or it's in bookstores as well. And the other book is called Just a Normal Family, and the subtitle is A Story for Children and Families Dealing with Addiction, which kind of is self-explanatory. And that book can also be found on Amazon.
Wonderful. Dr. Lynn Schechter, medical psychologist out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world. We appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.